Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture, girl. I keep it with your letter.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Bob Kuska is our guest. Bob's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the founder and the president of the Fusion Factor. We're talking about your people, the ones you're going to be hiring to take you into the next expansion. And Bob, you were just telling us about some of the things that we need to be paying attention to. You gave us some great examples of how to use a little bit of a financial analysis to see, to kind of track how you're doing. Some people use, I know some people, you used dollars of revenue per employee. Some people, use it as a percentage of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
There are some metrics out there where they'll say, okay, your payroll should be no more than, 50% or 40% or whatever, depending on the industry, of your total expenses. But it typically is the big number in your expense line, in your expense
line. Yeah, the consulting firm McKinsey estimates that in a knowledge-based business, 70% of your spend is on people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. And you got to watch it. You can take a lesson. Another group of people you can take a lesson from, Bob, are the restaurant people. I mean, they manage their payroll down to the quarter hour.
Yeah.
They have to, because, they're the ones who have to. They know whether to put 8 French fries or 10 French fries on a plate, whether they make money or not. And and so you got to manage that, don't you?
Absolutely. What I find, Jim, is the thinner the margin, the more carefully the business owner manages.
Yeah.
And so always treat it as a thin margin business, even when things are good.
Also, the smaller the ticket probably has something to do with that, too.
Say that again, Jim.
The smaller the ticket, the smaller the item.
Ah, yeah.
Probably has something to do with it, too. So what else do we need to pay attention to?
Well, if you're measuring all the time, okay, and you say, what is our core competence? My core competence could be salespeople. It could be software developers, or it could be landscapers.
Mm-hmm.
How do I always be ready to bring people on? So number one, you know what your cost is. Number two, you know what your business drivers are. So business drivers could be geographic expansion. It could be you got somebody ready to retire. What are the things that are going to happen in your business that's going to trigger, a potential hire, or even more so, a potential number of hires? So when you plan for those things, Jim, you're in a better shape. Once you start planning, then you're constantly talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
I was always recruiting. I was always saying, well, look, we don't need to fill a job right now, but we always need good marketing people, or always need, good engineers.
So you wander around the marketplace and you bump into people who are sharp, especially young people who are sharp, and you just meet them, and all you got to do is say something like, hey, if you ever need a job, let me know.
That's right.
And they keep
that's
you
right.
in mind.
It's like constantly evaluating your resource.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else?
Well, the other thing, here's a thing that I always get asked by business owners, small business owners. They'll say, I do everything. I set the direction for the company. I'm the business developer. I do client relations. And I asked them to evaluate their high-value activities and their low-value activities. And sometimes you need to make a hire. Let's say you're doing the bookkeeping yourself. Well, maybe you need to outsource that and give that to someone else, or hire that bookkeeper for the first time. What's that worth? How do you evaluate your time as a small business owner?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I'm supposed to be making $150,000 a year, but I'm, at the copier copying things all day long, that's
right.
Not an effective use of my time.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's the reason I tell small business owners to, as your business grows, promote yourself to one to the next job and fire yourself from another job.
Oh, that's good advice, Jim.
Yeah, because that's what the business owner needs to continue to be promoting and firing themselves, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just had one of my clients add on a manager of operations, and it took so much off his plate Yeah. He said, I should have done this 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's you don't. One of the things you miss when you get, especially in times like these, Bob, is you forget to take into consideration the opportunity lost or the opportunity gained by bringing on someone.
That's right.
And right now a lot of people are so spooked about this. I think they may be missing a lot of opportunity. What do you think? I think a lot of big companies are doing this. I think a lot of big companies are missing opportunity right now. What do you think?
I think on both sides. In fact, there's an interesting thing that's going on up here. A company up in the Northeast here is paying a premium to engineers they were trying to recruit from the big companies. They're saying, for every year you've been at the big company, I'll give you a $1,000 sign-on bonus.
Right.
And they're a smaller technology company. So they're planning. And what I find is most people aren't planning, and they're going to be caught and say, oh, my God, I need to hire this right now, and
right.
There's not enough of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you have to look at is what I call, do you build them or buy them? Are you going to hire people, whether they're college grads or entry-level labor, and develop them into what you need, and what does that take, or are you going to steal them from your competition? And you have to kind of think that through, because there's pluses and minuses to both sides.
And it may be a combination of those two.
Absolutely.
But you better. I wouldn't try to do the buy 'em thing as a business practice. To me, that would have to be just an opportunity that happened. My plan, if I had a strategy, it'd be on the build 'em side. What do you think?
Well, two ways of looking at it. The building.
Well, hold on to that thought. We're gonna come back and also what we're gonna talk about when we come back is what I said earlier. One of the big problems a lot of business owners have right now is they may be ready to hire, but they're having trouble finding the right people. There are a lot of jobs going wanting right now with all this unemployment because people are having trouble finding qualified employees. Tintail, right back with Bob Cuska. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.